ஹலோ, யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் ரேடியோ மாடிடபஸ் இந்தியா.
ஹலோ எவ்ரிவன், ஹம் ஹே ஆப்கே தோஸ்த் ரேடியோ ஓபிஜேஎஸ், ஆசாதி போல்னே கி.
ஹலோ ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ், ஐ எம் யுவர் ஃப்ரெண்ட் அண்ட் ஹோஸ்ட். டுடே யூ ஆர் வித் மீ இன் த ஷோ கெமிஸ்ட்ரி வித் கரண். அண்ட் டுடே ஐ எம் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் செல்ஃப் பொட்டென்ஷியல் ஆர் இஎம்எஃப் ஆஃப் ஏ செல். அண்ட் எலக்ட்ரோ கெமிக்கல் செல் கன்சிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் டூ எலக்ட்ரோட்ஸ் விச் ஹேவ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் எலக்ட்ரோட் பொட்டென்ஷியல்ஸ். The difference in electrode potential, which causes the current to flow from the electrode at higher potential to the electrode at lower potential, is known as the cell potential or EMF of the cell. The difference of the potential between the electrodes of a cell can be measured by using a voltmeter. It is the potential difference due to which the cell is sending the current to the circuit. This potential difference is called the electromotive force of the cell. If no or very little current is allowed to flow at the time of measurement, it is measured by potentiometer. So what is the difference between the EMF of a cell and potential difference can be summarized as: a cell potential or EMF, it is the difference between the electrode potential of two electrodes when no current is flowing through the circuit, that is open circuit. Potential difference, it is the difference between the electrode potential of the two electrodes when the current is flowing through the current, that is a closed circuit. Then in the as a EMF is the image is determined by mean of potentiometer, whereas potential difference is determined by mean of simple voltmeter. EMF of the cell is the maximum voltage obtained from the cell, whereas the potential difference is less is always less than maximum voltage obtained from a cell. The EMF of the cell, or you can cell potential, is the work calculated from the EMF is the maximum work obtained from a cell, whereas the potential difference is the work calculated from the potential differences is less than the maximum work obtained from a cell. And say EMF of the cell, it is the responsible for the flow of steady current through the circuit, whereas potential difference is not responsible for the flow of steady current through the circuit. So these are the some basic difference between a cell potential or EMF and potential difference. Then how this EMF is correlated with thermodynamic quantity, that is called Gibbs free energy. The cell potential is simply related to the Gibbs free energy change. And what is Gibbs free energy? Gibbs free energy is the energy content or total energy which can be used as work, usable energy, the energy which can be used for performing any thermodynamic work is the gives free energy. So when the cell potential is related with the change in the gives free energy. Therefore, measurement of a cell potential is obtained is often a convenient way to obtain free energy change. That is useful work done. So if we know the EMF of the cell, then we can calculate the total amount of gives free energy. In electrochemical cell, a system does not work by transferring electric charge through an external circuit. For an electrochemical cell to work reversibly, it ensures that while operating the cell only in an infinitesimal current from the cell is to draw. The free energy change, that is delta G, is equal to the electrical work done, that is delta G is equal to W electrical. If free energy change, that is delta G of the system, is negative, the system does electrical work on its surrounding. If delta G is positive, the change can be affected only if the surrounding does not do electrical work on the system. For a reaction occur in the electrochemical cell, the work done when amount of charge, that is NF, is transferred is given by minus NFE, that is delta G is equal to minus NFE cell. Here F is the Faraday constant and N is the number of mole of electron transferred in the reaction. And then what is Faraday constant? Faraday constant is the amount of charge contained by 1 mole of electrons. So 1 mole of electrons, the total charge contained by 1 mole of electrons is called as, that is 96500, this quantity is 96500 coulomb, and we call it 1 Faraday. For comparing the cell voltage on a common basis, standard cell potential is used. The free energy associated with the standard cell potential is the standard free energy for the reaction denoted by delta G0. And delta G0 is equal to minus NFE naught of the cell. So delta G0 is equal to minus NFE naught. So what are the criteria for the spontaneity in term of cell EMF? The value of the standard free energy change, that is delta G0, can be calculated knowing the standard EMF, that is E0, of the cell experimentally by applying the above relations. What is which relation? Delta G is equal to minus NFE of the cell. Thus, the criteria of spontaneity is given as, if delta G is less than 0, that is negative, or E is equal to greater than 0, that is positive, the reaction will be spontaneous. Second condition is, if delta G is equal to 0, E is equal to 0, the reaction will be in the equilibrium. So, when delta G is 0, E is equal to 0, the reaction will be in the equilibrium. If delta G is less than 0 or negative, or E is equal to greater than 0, that is positive, the reaction will be spontaneous. If delta G is greater than 0, that is positive, or E is less than 0, that is negative, the reaction will be non-spontaneous. However, it will be spontaneous in the reverse direction. So, there are one more thing, but how delta G is related with the delta G is related with the equilibrium constant. That knowing the value of the standard free energy delta G naught, the equilibrium constant can be calculated. Delta E naught cell is equal to RT upon NF ln KC, that is minus NF E naught cell is equal to NF multiply RT upon NF ln KC is equal to minus RT ln KC. That is, we can say delta G naught is equal to minus RT KLN natural log ln KC. After submitting the value of delta G naught, R and T, the value of equilibrium constant KC can be calculated. So today you have learned and listened a little bit about cell potential, EMF of the cell, and how cell potential and EMF of the cell is related with the free energy, and what are the criteria and the condition of the spontaneity in term of delta G, and how we can calculate it, the equilibrium constant with the help of delta G. So this is the first episode of Chemistry with Akaran, and you will learn and listen some tips and facts in this show related with chemistry, some interesting facts and some interesting things and some research stories related with the renowned scientist of chemical sciences and physics. We will talk about them in this show. So continue with us at Roorkee College of Engineering, Radio RCE Roorkee, then Radio MITWS. You can listen the other episode of Karan Chemistry with Karan at Radio MITWS India and Radio OPGS Churu. So I close this episode today, and you will every week you will listen the 3 episode of Chemistry with the Karan, and wait for the next episode. Thank you very much.
Hello, you are listening Radio MITWS India.
हेलो एवरीवन, हम हैं आपके दोस्त रेडियो ओपीजीएस, आज़ादी बोलने की।